أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Holy Quran، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will continue as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to discuss and make tafsir, the exegesis of the Holy Quran. If you go to the previous sessions, you see that we have explained, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين. And today, inshallah, let us see the repeating words of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated the word Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim twice. The first one was in Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And then it is after Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy had covered everything. As when we read in Dua Kumail, Allahumma inni as'aluka birahmatika allati wasi'at kull shay. O Lord, I ask you by your mercy, the one that it covered everything. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially is showing us, as it seems, it is covering, it is surrounding the word Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have explained that tarbiyah, or discipline, is one of the hardest things that the teacher will face. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, although discipline could be sometimes a little bit harsh, but I will do it with one of my utmost beautiful characteristics, the one that it had covered every aspect of everything in existence, and that is the word Rahmah. Rahmah means mercy. So Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then again Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now notice, we have said Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, two different characteristics, but the origin of the word is the same. The origin is Rahmah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His sustenance to everything. Now let us look at human beings. Look at the people around you. If a person is a blaspheme, if a person is even astaghfirullah is cursing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is not doing a single bit of prayer, if a person is drinking, if a person is doing many other vices, haram issues, still you will see that his sustenance, his food, his drinks, his needs, his air, they come to him in a continuous manner. So that is Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy covered everything. So then what is Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahim is for that special people. The ones that they do go against their selfish desires, against their animalistic requirements and wants, and they hold the bridle and they go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They exert that extra effort. Once they do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover them by a special kind of mercy, in which it is al-rahimiyah. So these people will become more disciplined. These people will become more murabbi, mutarabbi, and more controlling himself, his self. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will give him more of his attention, and that is Ar-Rahimiyyah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you notice, he goes by saying, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Subhanallah. Maliki Yawm al-Din, the owner of the day of deen, the owner of the hereafter. Now, someone may raise a question by saying, well, doesn't this world belong to Allah as well? Well, yes, definitely. Everything in this existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the creator, the owner, the discipliner, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the king, the manager, and the owner of this humongous existence. Then why the emphasis on the hereafter? Now, in this dunya, if you notice, you have a car. There's a car parked in front of your house. Someone comes and says, who is that car? He says, well, that's mine. Okay. If you kind of dig in deeper a little bit, say, what do you mean by it is yours? Who do you belong to? You belong to Allah. Didn't Allah say, subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raja'un, and everything belongs to Allah? Well, yes. Relatively speaking, that car belongs to me means that it does not belong to the neighbor. But in reality, it belongs to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this relationship, because of this relativity, that this car belongs to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's okay, I consider myself the owner of Judgment Day, although I own this world. Another point that may show from this one is that this world, as huge as it is, as infinite as it may be seen, it is really worthless. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayh, our crown, our master, and one of his sayings, he said, this world, this dunya, does not equal to me to a sneeze or to a cough of a goat. Yes, subhanAllah. Look, this is a man who he had devoted all of his capital of this world, and he put it for his hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating almost to the same thing. This dunya, no matter how rich you are, no matter how much land you have, no matter what kind of a position you have in this earth, even if you own the whole earth, per se, relatively, again speaking, by being the king of the earth, one day you will die. One day the earth will die. There is an end to this universe. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes this whole universe as you close your book. So therefore, this world is worthless. The only worth that this world may have is that we should cultivate it. We should let it in the ground to have and to bear the fruits in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Now it could be read Maliki Yawm al-Din or Maliki Yawm al-Din. Okay, then what is after Maliki Yawm al-Din or Maliki Yawm al-Din? You see that Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all of these words, He gave us a permission to do something else. What is that? To directly talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we say? We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Yes, subhanAllah. In the beginning, okay, you started by saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You see that? Okay, you're saying a general word, general sentence. And then, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, we're saying a general word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disciplining us how to talk to Him by first seeking refuge to Him from any corruption, from the evil of the devil. And then beginning by saying, in the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the compassionate, the merciful. Then you say, praise Allah. You give Him thana, alhamdulillah. You give Him praise, you give Him thanks, you give Him appreciation. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And then He said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Again you praise Him, repeating that characteristic. And then suddenly you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you now a permission by directly talking to Him, saying, Iyaka. You alone, O Lord, I worship. Now those who know Arabic, you see that they put al-fa'il, or the one that you're talking to, before the verb. Iyaka means you alone, O Lord. Iyaka, you alone. We worship. Now, number one, why the word iyaka is before the verb, and why it's in plural. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. First, in Arabic, if you said the word إِيَّاكَ, that means exclusively you. If you said نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ, that could mean that, well, Lord, I worship you, and I could worship something else with you too. So, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you're going to be exactly and directly and nothing else in your heart except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu. Now why you alone, O Lord, we worship, not I, although you are the one who is speaking, you're the one who is praying, you're making salat, Allahu Akbar. Why na'budu? Why we? SubhanAllah. It is this. If you say, Iyaka na'budu, you alone, we worship, as a mercy, again, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that He is telling us, you say na'budu in plural. Because let's say that you are praying and another 10 or 15 or 20 or wherever, maybe the whole earth, they are praying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He accepted one of those guys' prayer, He will accept yours too. Let's say that I'm praying and there was a bit of a flaw that I didn't know in my prayer. Let's say that I prayed, but I didn't pray as I'm supposed to. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at everybody, and He says, okay, since I accepted this servant's prayer, I will accept also your prayer. So you say it in a plural form. Iyaka na'budu. And then what? Iyaka nasta'in. And also from you I seek assistance and help. For this worship, Lord, if it was not tawfiq, if it was not the blessings and the success and the support that comes from you, I will not be able to worship you. So therefore, also exclusively you and you alone, I seek assistance and help. Okay. Then what is this again? That sometimes I know that Allah is the sole, is the ultimate one that can assist me. But sometimes I ask somebody, you help me, you help me, you help me. Sometimes you go home, you ask people in your house, you go to jobs, you ask people if they find you a job. Well, Allah said it's okay, because we have two different types of assistance. One is original, and this originality, bil asala, this originality is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah assists someone, His assistance is original. Whereas if I could help someone, or if I'm taking help from someone, our help is from His help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a certain power. I can help others, so, or someone, He has a certain extra powers of anything, financial, strength, pulls, pushes. He uses them, and I get an assistant. No matter what, my assistant to someone is because I'm connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with this amount of power, so I can help. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his help to me is authentic, is original. He doesn't need help from someone else. His powers is unified with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That should show inside of you, truly, really, Lord, You're the one that I seek. You're the one that I worship, and You're alone the one that I seek help. And I show that with total humility, total awe. It should not be with a form of a show. I am not showing the people that I am doing this truly. And the more I understand the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more I know the mysticism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better I am, the more accepted, more rewards will be to my prayer. Now, after we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and then we raise our hands in a dua. Now, this is a dua. What kind of a dua? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you stand before me, you praise me, you show that you know me, and you tell me that you worship me, and then there is a prayer. Is it ask me for something? Now at this point, what should I ask God for? Should I ask Him for money? Should I ask Him for position? Should I ask Him for a house, cars, wife, whatever? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, there is a juice. I have created this humongous universe, and in this universe, I made it for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I created this whole universe for you. So you will be coming toward me. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks guidance, hidayah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Lord, guide us, give us the straight path. Now, you guys know that the distance between any two points is the shortest one. It is a straight path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you seek guidance toward me and ask me for that guidance by choosing the straightest path. Now, who is the straightest path? Now, remember I said, who is the straightest path? The straightest path here, as many hadiths related to, is Wilayat Amir al-Mu'mineen. The straightest path to Rasulullah and from Rasulullah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to go through our crown and the Prince of the Believers Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam. So if you read Dua al-Iftitah, you see one of the nicknames of Amir al-Mu'mineen is As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. So he is the path. Now what does that mean? Astaghfirullah. Maybe someone would say that is blasphemy because we are saying, seeking somebody. Well, that is not. It is not. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran said, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you want to come toward me, seek a tool, wasila, so you can come toward me. So that's number one. Such as. And number two, such as our imams. Of course, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought us the message, risalah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi showed, he opened up this risalah. And he said, this is the way that Rasulullah taught me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Amir al-Mu'mineen so he can be our teacher. Now, let me ask, this is the second point. If you go to a university, and at the university, you hear a teacher saying that if you want to graduate, you cannot graduate but coming toward me. What is he saying? He's saying, let's say that you want to graduate in any form of a major, whether it's engineering, whether it's geography, whether it's medicine, whatever it is. Your major lies in one of the professors, in which you have to go and take that course with that professor. You pass the course with that professor. Then he tells you, you will graduate. This is how we look at our imams. This is how we look at Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. We are sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since he sent a messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the replacement of that messenger. Not as a messenger, but as an imam, as a khalifa. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the khalifa. He is the one that is deputy. He is the one that's sitting in the position of Rasulullah. So who could that be? Could that be anyone? To us, it is another divine selection. In other words, to choose Rasul, it is from Allah. To choose an Imam, it is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is our school of thought. That is our belief. So As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. If somebody would like to go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should go through the Imams. One of the Imams, he goes, he studies his life there, he studies their lives, and he sees how they have set the course, the curriculum before us. You use them, you go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be successful. And in other words, if you started making up your own worship, if you started making up your own doings, God knows you may be going the other side of the heaven. God forbid, inshallah ta'ala. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ What kind of a sirat? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ Now let's pay attention to this word. The most blessing is the path that takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ Let's, from the Holy Quran, see what is this أَنْعَمْتَ is related to. There's a verse in the Holy Quran, or a part of a verse, he said, الْيَوْمْ Today, الْيَوْمْ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي Today, there was a day. That day is the day of Ghadir Khum. The day of Ghadir Khum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have completed and fulfilled Now, what is the difference between these two? أَكْمَلْتُ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, which was the day of Ghadir Khum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have completed your faith and I have fulfilled my blessings upon you. Now, the difference between akmaltu wa atmamtu is this. Now, sometimes a person may come and say, Shaykh Mulana, I did not fast yesterday of Ramadan. Now, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan. And from tomorrow, I would like to fast. We say, okay. You make up your day or you pay your kafara, whatever it is. But yesterday's breaking the fast does not affect today's fasting. So, yesterday is something, today is something else. Tomorrow is something else. However, for a one-day span of fasting, it needs to be completed. A person cannot say, well, I do not eat from dawn until maybe 3 hours before dusk, for instance, and then I eat at the nether. No, you have to. If you ate even 15 minutes, 20 minutes before the night, a layl before dusk, the fasting is batil. So you see, one of them is the factor of completing the day. One is the factor of fulfilling the whole month. And these two are two separate things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I have done both of these. I have completed it and fulfilled it. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today, the day of Ghadir Khum, I have approved your faith to be complete. So therefore, what is Ghadir Khum? Ghadir Khum is the most blessing that we have. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي نِعْمَة. Here saying, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. This ni'mah was given to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then it was given to Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba. Then it was given to Imam al-Husayn al-Shaheed. Then it was given to Imam Zainul Abidin. Then it was given to Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. Then it was given to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. Then it was given to Imam Musa al-Kadhim. Then Imam Ali al-Ridha. Then Imam Muhammad al-Jawad. Then Imam Ali al-Hadi. Then Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. And then our awaited al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. So these are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His blessings. They took all of the faith. They became the imams and models for all of us to follow. And if we follow them, we learn all the faith from them, because they are the ones that they fully took Islam from the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Therefore, inshallah, we will be successful. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. Those people, they're not the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with them. The wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not apply to these guys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them. Nor the ones, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Nor those are the ones who've gone astray. They did not go astray. Anyone who is not on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who does not choose, they use imams, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those that you have bestowed your blessings upon. What is the best blessings? To them, it is the faith of Islam. To us, it is the fellowship of those imams. To us, it is the wilayah. Wilayat Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. Wilayat al-Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba. Wilayat al-Imam al-Husayn. All the way, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, until our today's living apostle, the awaited Al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar, ajalallahu ta'ala qarir al-Sharif. Those are the ones that we should follow. Those are the ones that we should take all of our faith from. And inshallah ta'ala, by doing that, we will be successful. Now, once Al-Fatiha is done, it is recommended that during the prayer, you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You thank Allah for reading that Fatiha. So, in quick general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, after all, we said in the second sentence in Al-Fatiha, he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the teacher and the discipliner of this whole world. He is authentic. He is the one that is teaching and disciplining this whole world, and he is the one that providing all the sustenance, all the needs that we need. Therefore, this is the way, he's saying. If you would like to be close and come closer to me and worship me, this is the way that you do it. So, we read Al-Fatiha, and at the end of Fatiha, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. At the end, I also will say the same thing. I say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the ones who understand His words, among the ones who comprehend the revelation, the Holy Quran. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.